Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. This is Lanice Williams with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest that are in, surrounding, and serving Cobb County. And today I am excited to have Miss Denise Wiggins, Miss Entrepreneur Extraordinaire, now author,
in
the studio today. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Please tell the audience, our listening audience, all about you and what you're doing.
Hello, everyone. I'm Denise Wiggins. I'm a brand new author of a book called My Struggles, God's Glory. I also have a cosmetic line, which is called Lip Sync Cosmetics, which is about 7 months old. She's still a new
baby. She's a baby.
And I'm also a business owner of a behavior health agency in the Stone Mountain area called Visions of New Hope.
Awesome. So in doing all of that, how did you get this inspiration to write this book?
The inspiration came from my own story. You know, we all have a story to tell.
Oh, and yes.
A couple of years ago, God put it in me to do it. But you know how we do. We put things off. Mm-hmm. And I kept putting it off and putting it off and would just jot down little bits of information here and there. But I met this wonderful, godly man, and he was really the force behind me putting the paper to the pen and really staying on me and encouraging me to, you know, get the book out because it's going to bless millions of women. And I really feel that it's going to do just that.
Awesome. Awesome. So that's a great story. So you have this incredible man who's in the studio with
Yay!
Us today who doesn't want to come on the mic because he said he's behind the scenes. Are you going to come on? Well, let's tap him in right now, Mr. Wiggins.
Hello.
So how did you inspire Denise to write this book?
I just, you know, once she revealed to me what she wanted to do, I just kept pushing her, you know, and motivating her to let her know that her story, it has to get out to the world. Mm-hmm. Because I knew that what she had experienced, it was going to be a blessing to many people.
Awesome.
So she just had to get it out.
And here it is. Yes. Here's the finished product.
Yes.
So, Denise, I know you can't reveal everything about the book, but can you tell us a little bit about the book, what it's about?
Yes.
A little bit about your story?
Yes. The book starts out when I had my first child, being fresh out of high school. Just the turmoil of my mom being a single parent and having five kids. Of course, she didn't want that for her children. But of course, I was the one that got pregnant first and, you know, just didn't know. So it starts out with the struggle from that first child on up to different relationships on me picking my own men, not allowing God to send me the man for me. Mm-hmm. And it goes on to tell you, by me not having a college education, the struggles that I went through, the different jobs and, you know, barely making ends meet. And that's all I'm going to say about that book.
Yeah, you have to read to find out the rest.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But it was definitely a struggle. And now
yes.
You've seen the glory, yes, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
So tell a little tell our listening audience, there may be some people listening that want to write a book and mm-hmm. they may not have, you know, that great support system and someone there to push them to do it. How can they get the book that's inside of them? How can they get it out?
The one thing that I've also learned throughout the process is keeping a journal with you. And let me back up a little bit. You have to get around like-minded people. Mm-hmm. So if you want to become an author, you need to get around people that are either authors now or aspiring authors. And that helps a lot. I don't have a strong network in the author arena right now, but I plan to do that because there's still a lot of things that I'm learning along the way. But just getting around like-minded people and just don't give up. Keep persevering because your story is going to help someone else. We go through other things for other people.
Definitely. So, excuse me, that was unexpected. What about the whole production process? What is that like? Was that stressful? if people could see the look on your face right now, they would definitely know that it was some stress involved, right?
Oh, Lanice, where do I begin? I let someone convince me to self-publish, who she's a really, really dear friend of mine. And I didn't realize all that it entailed to be a self-publishing author. Mm-hmm. So I did some research. Of course, you know, everything is on Google, and I didn't realize it was going to be so intense. But it was a rocky, rocky road from getting the name of your company to finding out about your ISBN number to your Library of Congress number, all the way down to the printing process. Last night, I actually had a breakdown.
Oh.
My first breakdown.
But it's done,
but
right?
But it's done. Yes. I'm rejuvenated. My husband prayed with me. I mean, I just cry. You would thought somebody was hitting me, literally. I think I needed to get that out.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to get it out and feel a little bit of rejuvenation and keep it pushing,
keep
right?
Keep moving. Don't give up.
Yeah, and so people can see this whole finished product because I hear you're having a great little launch party.
Yes. I'm having my first book signing on Sunday, the 28th, from 4 to 6 at eVillas at 495 Peachtree Street. Come out, get your book. You can get a signed copy. I'll be there. The book signing is going to be a little different than most book signings because it's the first book signing on the tour, so we're very excited.
Well, do you have any other cities in mind? Do you have a list?
Yes, we have. We're going to be doing Chicago. We're going to be doing Raleigh, which that's my hometown. Mm-hmm. Well, not my hometown, but that's where we live. We're going to be doing D.C., which that is my hometown. And I think we have one more that we're going to hit.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Also, you're a woman on the move.
Yes, absolutely.
So what advice can you give to someone that's maybe going through some of the struggles you did, being a single mom, you know, having a single mom, having a child at a young age, all of those things? What advice can you give to someone?
The advice that I'll give is my struggles, where do I begin? I just never gave up, guys. I just always knew that the kids depend on us. Mm. And there's a lot of things that we have to do and that we're going to do, but we can't look at the situation and where we are. We know that we're going to come into greater. We just got to keep looking towards the hills. And that's the one thing that kept me. And then I found me a great church.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, that is my foundation. Without God, I don't know where I would be because it was just so much. You turn this way is something. You turn that way is something. But his grace kept me going. And I always look back at the kids and say, you know what? We're here right now, but we're not going to always be at this place.
Exactly. There's always more.
Yes.
Definitely.
Keep pushing. Keep pushing.
That's my favorite
yes.
saying. Keep pushing and keep swimming.
Yes.
Like Finding Nemo, the little
yes.
fish. Just keep swimming. So how can this book, I know it can definitely inspire someone. How can it help the single mom?
It's geared. That's my targeted market. That is my targeted market for the single moms because that's where a lot of my pain came in at. This book is going to inspire you guys so much. I'm getting emotional because when you just don't know and you're going through things and you just don't want to tell people because you're embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And that could even be down to your siblings and sometimes even your mom, you know. A lot of things that I've gone through in my life, I didn't tell my mom or my sisters because I was embarrassed. You know, I didn't want them to know that, you know, I didn't have food or I was getting evicted or, mm-hmm. you know, just a whole list of things that was going on in my life at that time. And as hard as I work, it seemed like it was just never enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so prideful back then, I didn't like to ask people. And pride is not of God, so I had to learn that the hard way as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this book is going to empower women, especially single moms. If God did it for me, I know he'll do it for them. And that's the way you're going to look at it because, again, I have no college education, but God has blessed me abundantly to be very successful mm-hmm. with just a 12th grade education.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait for you guys to get a copy of it. You'll be amazed. I'm just excited.
Yeah, and I think people really need to understand that there is life after being a single mom.
Yes.
There's life after, you know, having a child at a young age. Like, it doesn't have to stop there.
Yes.
There's always so much more you can do, so much more you can learn. I mean, you're like a walking testimony. And what is... I guess maybe just to maybe give the listeners just a little bit more encouragement of how you're saying you were at this point where you were being evicted, didn't have food, and now you're this thriving, successful entrepreneur with multi-businesses. It's amazing. That is quite amazing. There's not enough people in the world that have stories like that. So that's why yours is definitely one that needs to get out there. Awesome. I wish people could hear my applause. I commend you.
Thank
because
you.
I just run into so many people that want to have a business, or they want to advance in their career. They want so many things, but they feel because X, Y, and Z has happened to them that their life is over.
Mm-hmm.
So more people need to know. Like, mm-hmm. if you want a business, you can still go out
you
there.
Can still
and
get do it.
Put the baby on your hip.
Still do it.
Put
yeah.
the baby on your hip and keep it pushing and keep swimming.
My kids were in middle school when I started my first business.
Mm-hmm.
But what really inspired me and helped me is just being around people that was on the move.
Yeah.
That is the biggest.
It pushes you.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
To no end. To days mm-hmm. I didn't even sleep because I was so excited and hyped and just
that's awesome.
Wanting to learn and just give me more, give me more, give me more.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was tired of just getting by.
Mm-hmm.
I was just sick of that life.
Yeah.
And I knew, I just didn't know how, but I knew that I was destined for greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Lord, how do I get there?
Yeah.
I don't have a bachelor's degree. I don't have a master's
mm-hmm.
degree. And I just kept hearing God said, you don't need
you don't
that.
Need
you
it.
Got me.
Mm-hmm.
You keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that if I did my part, God would do the rest.
Right.
So I just kept pushing and kept getting around women that was just moving and shaking. I'm like, dang, how they do that? How she do that?
And then you watch them and
you know,
learn and
yes.
you repeat it.
Why do you mm-hmm. have to reinvent the wheel when
exactly.
it's already done?
Exactly.
So a lot of those women had degrees, so sometimes I would feel a little standoffish,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they didn't make me feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I could carry myself just like I had a PhD.
Right.
Don't get it
you
twisted.
Do.
Yes.
It may not be on paper, but you have,
exactly.
you have a PhD
so,
in something.
And I just kept showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Where y'all going at today? I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
Where y'all going to be at?
Plus one.
Yeah.
Right.
What meeting are you having? And I got my pad. Everywhere I went, I had
mm-hmm.
a pad.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, I start off on a new pad. But I don't throw it away. I pack it up because it's always resources I can go back
yeah,
to.
Yeah, kind of like your journal,
absolutely.
Too. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that's what got me here today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's amazing because not only do I have a mental health agency here, I have one in Virginia and in South Carolina.
Awesome. I knew about mm-hmm. South Carolina. I didn't know about Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
You are a woman on the go.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep up.
Nobody but God.
Well, I know we're here to talk about your book, but just to tell the business owners out there just a
mm-hmm.
little bit, how long have you had the agency?
I started in 07,
mm-hmm.
a lot of trial and error,
mm-hmm.
even down to tax issues,
mm-hmm.
you know, because just the not knowing and
right.
just excited about business and, you know.
It happens to a lot of people. Mm-hmm.
But I would never go back and work for anyone.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot of things along
they
the way.
They probably don't want you anyway. No offense to you, but after you've been an entrepreneur so long,
yes.
your mentality is
yes.
different. So you may not make the best the best employee, especially if you might know a little bit more than your employer.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. It's amazing. But I started my first company in 07, and it was named after my children. I have
mm-hmm.
three kids. It was
mm-hmm.
a company called MQA Support Services,
mm-hmm.
and I started it in 07. Learned a lot. I think I kept that company for about a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
and I had to close the doors on it.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I got a business partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started the company here in Stone Mountain
mm-hmm.
in 2010.
So you learned from the first experience.
I learned from the first experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that God, if you gave me a second chance, I'll
you
do things
right.
different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are.
And that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been here now going on 7 years.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, this is a blessing.
Mm-hmm. So what was after? So you did Georgia first, and then you did South Carolina, and then Virginia?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And just to tell them also a little bit about lip sync.
Yay.
Are you wearing lip sync today?
I am. Lip Sync Cosmetics is a cosmetic line that's built on empowering women. That's what our brand stands for.
Mm-hmm.
We know as women that we can be going through things, but boy, you put some lipstick on us and, you know, do our eyes up a little bit. We
mm-hmm.
just like, oh my God, we feel so much better. So
fabulous. Yes.
We do a lot of giving back. We do a lot of makeovers for single moms because I like to go back to the community and empower them doing complete makeovers and mm-hmm. giving them tools to help them along the way. Once I tell them my story, they look at me like, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
So he did it for me. This is some things that I'm going to do for you.
Uh-huh. So I can see how lip sync and your book kind of go hand in hand.
Yes.
Definitely completes the brand.
Yes.
And then now that you're an author, what advice can you give to someone that wants to write a book, self-publish, all that? What can you tell them?
I'm sorry, Lindy. I would say definitely self-publish your book. Definitely. Mm-hmm. What I'm not going to sit here and say is that it was an easy task.
Yeah, I wish they could have seen it.
Because it is not. But I promise you, it'll be all worth it. It'll be all worth it. Get that book out there. It's not about you, you know, because I was holding on to my story. I ain't want nobody to know my business. You know how we do. But
right. But what's the saying? Your test is your testimony, yeah, or something like, you know what I'm saying.
But
something
I ain't want nobody to know my business.
But it can help so many people.
And that's the purpose of it. Mm-hmm. It's not about my business. I don't have no business.
Right.
My story that I went through is to bless other women. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn that, and I had to be comfortable with that. And I had to be honest and being authentic. So here she is.
Exactly. You have to be honest and you have to be authentic, because more people can relate to you. They can relate to your story, and it helps you.
Yes.
And it helps them. And a lot of times, like you said, you were crying the other night. You just have to get it out, just like your tears, and it'll make you feel better.
Yes.
Do you feel like a different person now that you've shared?
I do.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
For the
better, I'm assuming.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
So if people want to come out, again, can you give us the address for your book signing?
Yes. It's Sunday the 28th from 4 to 6 at Evilla's Lounge at 495 Peachtree Street, Atlanta, Georgia.
Awesome. And if they want to find out more about you and everything that you're doing, how can they learn about you?
I'll give you my email and my Instagram. My email is denise5016@gmail.com. My Instagram is empower_dreamchasers.
Awesome. And do you have a website?
It's not completely.
It's coming. We know that it's coming.
It's coming forth.
And also Lip Sync.
Yes. Lip Sync Cosmetics is www.lipsyncosmetics. That's LipSynkCosmetics.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And thanks to your husband for chiming in a little bit. Oh, and also we forgot to mention that your book signing is a completely free event.
Yes.
Family event.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah,
maybe not.
Absolutely.
If you want to bring a, definitely bring a friend.
Definitely
if you don't bring a child, bring a friend,
yes,
or two or three.
Yes.
So great. So people can definitely check out that free event on Sunday at Evilla Lounge. Thank you for joining us, Denise Wiggins. I look forward to having you on the show again to tell us about your next book.
All right.
We're waiting. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Awesome.
This is Lanice Williams signing off on another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in, serving, and around Cobb County. Until next time.